I'm standing outside the Hardy Middle School after quite an adventurous day with the Woods family. Miranda, let's start with you. You're an eighth grader at Hardy?
Yes.
Talk about what took place today.
Well, we had been planning a protest, or like a sit-in in the auditorium after everyone had eaten lunch to protest all these changes they had made and the school system taking away our principal. And when we got up there, all the principals were there and this one teacher, Mr. Lee, and they stopped us and told us we had to go back to our classes, and they were taking our stickers, and everyone went back to their classes confused on what had happened. And then we were in class, and they called a fire drill, and no one was expecting it. And we were in the building, walking down the stairs, and everyone was chanting "Hope for Pope." And when we got outside, we were just sort of waiting, just trying to see what was going on. And when we got back in, we continued to chant "Hope for Pope." And yeah.
Let's go back over something. So, who is Pope?
Mr. Pope is our former principal. He made the school really great. He made an art and music program. He helped to get us a new building. He was a really great principal, and he knew everyone by name, and he knew everything about people, every single kid. And he was just great. He listened to the kids, and he had everything done on time or before. He had an established due date. He was he's just very nice. He's the perfect principal you could ever want.
And where is he now? Is he principal today?
No, he's gone.
And so today's protest, you were protesting the fact that the principal, who students felt was a good principal, had been removed. And so you organized with your fellow students to protest at 1 o'clock?
Yes, we had organized to protest about him being gone and several other things that these new principals had put in place that didn't make any sense or we didn't agree with.
Explain some of those things for people that don't, maybe you're just hearing about Hardy for the first time, although many people have heard about Hardy recently. What are some of the changes that were made that you felt have been negative?
One of them was Mr. Pope had a block sort of like college schedules thing. So we had each class 4 times a week unless it was an encore. So we had it 2 times. But we had it for like a total of 3 hours or more. Each class on a day would be like an hour and a half. And it was a very good schedule. We got a whole lot done, and we had 2 days to do homework so that teachers could assign bigger assignments and more stuff to get us thinking, because we'd have 2 days for it. And so now we have, I think it's 42-minute periods, and we have every class every day. And it just doesn't make any sense. You really only have enough time to do a warm-up, review the homework, and then give out more homework. That's about it. You don't have any time to do anything. And so we were fighting to get our old schedules back, and we were fighting to get literacy, which is the time we're supposed to read books. We're trying to get it in our homerooms where it's just like a class period where you're reading. But now they have us sitting in the auditorium, and we have to sit one person, then there's a blank seat, and then another person. So we're not even allowed to sit next to each other. And at first we were reading some really short, unnecessary articles or something that someone would find and told us we had to read them. And it's just been chaos. It just doesn't make any sense why we can't go to a classroom and read. And then with Mr. Pope, we would be able to read in that classroom, and if we needed homework done, we could do that. We could be on the computers typing up assignments. We could go to another class and take a test. There were a whole lot of things we could do. It was sort of like a study hall. Now it's just reading. And we're also protesting because they shortened our lunch period to 20 minutes. And the principals actually tried to get us out there quicker, so that they say we have more time at our lockers.
20 minutes for lunch?
Yes, minus the time they try and get us out there like 5 minutes before the 20, saying that then we'll have more time for our lockers. And so it's been really bad because it's only 20 minutes and a lot of the kids have to get hot lunch, and they cut one of the ladies that is supposed to serve the hot lunch. So it basically kids are getting their lunches and have like 2 minutes to eat it because they're spending their whole time in the line because it doesn't go fast enough. And they changed, the chancellor changed the kind of food they serve now. They switched the company. And so now it's, the food is not that great, and there aren't many choices for vegetarians, and there are a lot of vegetarians here. So there isn't much for them to eat. It's really just like a little tiny salad every day. That's about it.
Malachi, you're a seventh grader?
Yes.
And so it wasn't just your sister, Miranda, who's in eighth grade, but you're in seventh grade, and you were organizing today as well. Why did you organize to this protest where you're going to peacefully, silently walk out of class at 1 p.m. and go to an auditorium? Why did you want to do that?
I wanted to do it because I felt the same. I had the same reasons as Miranda did because of lunches and Mr. Pope. But I really wanted to do it because of Mr. Pope. He was a very effective principal, and every student, no matter who they were, they could be the slacker of the whole school, but everybody respected him. And he was very friendly. He wasn't strict. Like Miranda said, he knew everybody's name, and he knew your character. So if you were a playful guy that liked to play and hit with people, but playfully, he'd come around you and, like, play with you. So he was friendly and just a real nice guy.
Would he be a good fit to come back as principal?
Yes, I think he would.
Now explain this, how you organized this walkout. The teachers got wind of it. How did they find out about it?
They found out about it because Miranda was spreading the word out to other students, and then other students were telling it to other students, so it got around to the whole school, and they told a few teachers.
And then you were, well, it's a fire alarm out of nowhere. A fire alarm took place right about the time that this was going to happen. Is that surprising? Was there any warning about this fire drill?
No, but the teacher, I asked her because somebody had told her about the sit-in. I asked her if she knew anything about it. She said yes, and that Principal Nuremberg, our new principal, was going to do a fire drill so that she made sure nobody would go into the auditorium for the sit-in.
Miranda, you mentioned that I think Mr. Lee said to you, there are better ways of protesting, that this is not something you should be doing. But it's kind of hard to think of a more peaceful, respectful way you were going to quietly walk out of class to protest your discontent with the current situation. Talk about that conversation.
Well, he just basically told me, stop. He's like, there are better ways of activism. Just go to your sixth period class. And he just sort of said that, and I would try and say to him, well, at first he was like, I know what you're trying to do, and like, what are we trying to do? And he's like, activism, there are better ways, just stop. And I'm like, well, do you know exactly what we're protesting against, and like, how did you find out? Because no one had told him, and he's like, just go to your sixth period class. And then he put us, me and this other girl, Leah, in a corner because he was going to talk to us, and the other kids all around because they're expecting the protest to be there. And the principals are yelling, go back to your sixth period class, nothing's going on here. And then they were, the kids are coming up to me, he's like, what's going on? What happened to the protest? What happened to the sit-in? He's like, why are they telling us to go back to our class? And Mr. Lee wouldn't let us say anything. All we kept saying to them was, just go back to your class. Just go back. It's okay. Just go back. And everyone was really disappointed and a little confused. I mean, they didn't realize how they found out or why we couldn't do it. We weren't planning to do anything wrong. It's activism. We're allowed to do that.
How do you feel, having tried to express yourself? What lessons have you learned? How does it feel to be responded to this way by the folks who are supposed to be educating you?
Well, I feel really, really upset. They're so scared that the 7th and 8th grade, not even the whole 7th and 8th grade, is going to do something that'll hurt them or their reputation or their nice jobs and nice salaries that they get now for being a principal. They're so afraid we're going to do something that'll hurt them, even if we do it in the best way possible. And so it's really frustrating, and it's really sad that they can't they are so strict and just wrong. I mean, they can't do this to us. And this has happened before where Principal Nuremberg has come up to me and told me that I couldn't pass out stickers that say Hope for Pope or Go Gray on them because it was, first she said that that wasn't in the uniform, which I later found out nothing says anything against stickers and buttons in the uniform, so she didn't tell me the truth on that. And then secondly, she told me that I couldn't have stuff that said Gray for Mayor and because it was illegal on school grounds, and I told her that I was allowed to as long as it wasn't the official logo, which is the truth. And just silenced her. She expected me to take her little sorry excuse that she had put up and just use it. And that's, and I was expected to do as she said.
Malachi, I want your final thoughts before I talk with your mom. I must be incredibly proud of you two guys. But first, last night, Vincent Gray, one of the stickers said Gray for Mayor. And last night, Vincent Gray became that he was elected the mayor. What are your thoughts about that?
I'm actually happy because I don't know if this city could have survived another 4 years with Mayor Fenty. And especially when he lets his chancellor, Michelle Reed, do anything she wants without any consulting or anything to him himself.
Malachi, what are your final thoughts about having worked so hard to express yourself and the folks who are supposed to be educating you coming down, playing some tricks and coming down a little bit hard on you? What are your thoughts about that?
I'm frustrated also because I also think that they're probably they're scared of us, and Principal Nuremberg really doesn't want anything to happen to her because right now she's running two schools.
Two schools.
She came from Hyde Addison, and Michelle Reed just told her, "You're coming over to Hardy because I'm firing Mr. Pope." And so she's running two schools now, and she's here every other day. So she's probably really scared that she's going to lose her job and get a regular principal salary because she may have gotten a raise or something.
Sherry Woods, you must be an incredibly proud mother.
I am very proud right now, yes. The kids have been talking about this for a couple of weeks. They came to me, they came to my husband, shared some ideas that they had. As we talked it through as a family, we stressed the need for it to be orderly. We stressed the need for it to be respectful. We stressed the need that they would leave such a thoughtful impression on others that there wouldn't be anything other than positive comments on how Hardy students conducted themselves. We stressed, too, the need to make sure that their conduct in the midst of this protest was such that it would not feed into any negative thoughts that some of the community has about Hardy and its students. So the kids, you know, thought this through. They've talked with friends. They've, solicited help from parents in making signs and posters, stickers, and so forth. And the intention today was for them to gather in the auditorium to share their grievances. They had specific grievances. This wasn't just about Principal Pope. It was about the fact that we are sending our children to a school with four principals who have little to no experience with middle school students. And I think that they have certainly validated that point today. To ignore children to the extent that you would block a door, that you would call for a fire alarm, rather than giving the children a forum to respectfully and orderly share their concerns, share their disappointments, their hurts, their pains. They're every day coming through a door and processing an administration that's been forced upon them. They lost a principal that they fought valiantly for months. The mayor ignored their cries. The chancellor ignored their cries. Every council member, nearly every council member, was in support of keeping Hardy as it was. And it was ignored. And so that alone for children, when you have protested, when you have written letters, when you've gone down to City Hall and your voice is squelched, it's just squashed and you're treated as if you don't have any value, that somehow the adults know better, that they're still processing that. We need, as a community and as a city, you need to understand that. They are still processing that, and they still have to come through the door every day and know they're coming into a place where the leader that they had high regard for, who was firm but very caring and highly effective, he's gone. And now there's not a familiar face for leadership. It was all new leadership, which may not impact sixth graders that are coming into Hardy for the first time, but it certainly impacts the seventh and eighth graders that are returning. So there's this, and many of us as parents have stressed to them, you need to give these kids an opportunity to process their pain. It's almost like a death. There's a grieving. There's a mourning that has to be worked through. And if you work with middle school kids, you know that navigating the emotional waters is difficult enough. But when you have, you know, adults that you're looking to for leadership, adults that, you know, you see that are in positions of power that could potentially help you and listen to you, and you're shut down. And they did that again today to our children. To not allow them in the auditorium when they're peaceful. I'm not getting any reports from children or even parents here today where the kids were not orderly. To shut them out and then call a fire drill to secure their absence from the building is childish. It's a childish response. And it simply proves their inability to effectively manage, care for, nurture, and educate our children. I'm very angry that what have you taught our kids? This is America. We are supposed to be able to gather peacefully and share our opinions, whether we agree or disagree with whatever policies are out there or rules, regulations, changes, and they shut them down again. I don't know how much longer they can continue to do that and think that they can come through these doors and have any ounce of impact on our kids.
Sherry Woods, last night Vincent Gray was elected mayor-elect, and this morning, or noon, he held a press conference, and one of the first questions asked was, are you going to keep Michelle Rhee? Are you going to keep Michelle Rhee? And then outside Hardy today was Channel 7 asking parents, well, what do you think about the chancellor? And there seems to be a feeling amongst some that it would be a very bad thing if Michelle Rhee left. If Channel 7 asked you that question, should Chancellor Rhee stay, what would you have said?
I think the Chancellor Rhee needs to go. If she were a woman who understood the importance of engaging parents, listening to students, then I'd be willing to give her a shot. But she has proven repeatedly that she's not interested in engaging parents, students. She's not concerned really about what best practices are. And we don't need a chancellor like that. There are many of us. I don't know that you'll find a parent in this city that is not in favor of reform. We want reform. We want better schools. I take a hike from lower end of Northwest DC to get my kids to Hardy every day and to get my daughter to another elementary school. We want reform. But we don't want it in a manner that belittles parents. We don't want it in a manner that treats our children as if they have little or no value, and then out of the same mouth talk about how children are the priority. They're not your priority when you take away effective leaders. They're not your priority when you close and consolidate schools, make promises for new schools, and then don't build them. I'm talking about the children from Bruce Monroe at this point who've been consolidated into Parkview Elementary, and now there's a $3 million park that the city's built in the same spot where they should have a new school. Now, we're smart enough to know that the city's not going to demolish a $3 million park. So those children, where is their school? And this goes on and on throughout the city. And there's a select population that Chancellor Rhee is concerned about pleasing. And if you're not in Wards 1 and 2, good luck to you. Good luck to fighting for you, for your kids. And I think that the battle for Hardy has been so intense because Hardy serves children from every ward in this city, and that's not favored by many people in the community. Kids are coming from all over the place to come here, and it's working. You're bringing kids from different communities, even rival communities, and they're walking through a door and they're going to class and they're doing their work and they're making the mark. This school's closed the achievement gap between black and white students. Hardy's not a problem.
And this school reflects the demographics of Washington, D.C.
Absolutely.
It is a majority African-American student population.
Yes, but my kids have friends, you know, across the board. They have friends that are Latino. They have friends that are Asian, African-American, Caucasian. This reflects our city. Vincent Gray has stood on run a campaign on the thought of one city. Hardy is an example of that. If you want to deal with reform, there are plenty of places throughout our city where reform is truly, absolutely, desperately needed in a school. this is not one of them.
This is a very high-achieving school, year in, year out, one of the highest-achieving schools in the city.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And that's one of the reasons why I felt strongly about sending my children here. It's why I make the trek I do every day. And it also gave my kids a chance to learn an instrument. It's something we hadn't been able to do prior to attending Hardy. My son's now in the marching band. He's learning saxophone. Miranda will begin flute this year. So there's an investment that we have made and a commitment we've made in sending our kids to Hardy for particular reasons. And since the new leadership has come in, we've watched those reasons that we have chosen the school begin to diminish. And consequently, their effectiveness is just not going to happen if you continue to lead in a way where you dismiss the voices of the kids. That's who you're there for. At least that's what they say. So, no, I'm one of those that would be in favor of seeing Chancellor Ree leave.
Lastly, Sherry Woods, both Malachi and Miranda expressed their thoughts that Patrick Pope returning to be principal would be a good idea. And Principal Nuremberg is a principal of two schools. And so maybe it makes sense for her to focus on one. There's a scene in The Wire, the movie, HBO thing about Baltimore, where one of the policemen, they say, your rabbi's left the building. The guy looking out for you has left the building. And after last night, it seems like maybe Principal Nuremberg's rabbi has left the building. Someone who you've backed that says, vote gray for mayor on your car on both sides. Someone who was put in by the people who are largely by the people who are concerned about the so-called education reform, have put Vincent Gray in as mayor. He is now the mayor. Do you foresee Patrick Pope returning to be principal of Hardy Middle School?
If Mayor-elect Vincent Gray made that decision, I would be ecstatic. If we returned Principal Pope to leadership at Hardy Middle School, I think it would be the right thing to do. I think that, you know, if Principal Pope had chosen to go, that this was his decision, which Chancellor Ree wanted to all get us to believe. She even testified before council that he had chosen this. If that were really the truth, then you know what? This is a man of integrity. And he would have said to us as parents, he would have told the children, more importantly, listen, guys, I got a great opportunity here. I'm going to take it. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your support. But let's just kind of let this go. I'm going to move on. We're going to work on prepping the school for new leadership. Love you guys. Thank you. But guess what? That's never been said to us. Never. In private or in public. That has never been any words from Principal Pope's mouth. So my feeling is, put him back in leadership. And if he's offered the gig and he decides, you know what, too many waters under the bridge, I'm just going to stay where I am. Okay, then it's a choice he's made. It's a choice he's made. I don't think it would be in the best interest of Hardy. I think the school year can still be salvaged. More than that, I want the school year to be one where all the kids coming through the doors can thrive. I'm not confident that will happen if the leadership in place remains.
Was Patrick Pope fired?
He was not fired. He was apparently tapped on the shoulder by Chancellor Ree to help her establish a new Magnus Art School. Initially, we were told as parents that the opening date would be 2012. Now it's been moved to 2014. And we went back and asked her, well, since you've changed the calendar date on the opening of the school, can Principal Pope remain until you get closer to this point of establishing this school? We were told no. Every corner we took, every effort we've made to work cooperatively with Chancellor Ree, we've been shut down. That's not the kind of leadership we need for our schools. That is not the kind of leadership that's going to promote real reform.
Thanks for your time, Sherry Woods, and for your kids' amazing comments as well.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Thanks, Pete.